area we're talking about. So, today, the other thing I'd like to say is that we focus more on process and what I just articulated as the goal, and less on substance unless there is time for that, because I mean the substance of what we have to study and integrate into one comprehensive plan, I think the summer allows us to do that. Any questions? Except the press.
Yes, woman, yes.
So, I have a question. I had made the point at the full board regarding some of the process, and with being very specific, and I'm open to having this debate today or at another time, but I think it's very important that part of the process be, if we're going to look at specific buildings and look at specific blocks, that we have an obligation to have a mechanism to alert property owners that this is going to be targeted, that changes are in consideration, and this is completely without prejudice of which plan is going to be better or worse. I think that to avoid having to retrace our steps later and then have something undone that we've worked very hard to do, I think we should have a mechanism that alerts that process and starts it. We can possibly agree on the wording of that today, I don't know, but I think it would be a good time to have that discussion.
Well, more than a discussion, you have a specific plan on how a body like this has the means and the wherewithal to do that?
I think that if we leave the onus completely up to the landlords, as was pointed out with a similar plan happening in Red Hook, I think we leave ourselves open to having the whole thing undone at the 11th hour, and that's what I think, for the benefit of the Chinatown Working Group, we have to design a mechanism cumulatively to get that done. And I think if we leave the minutes and the comments up on the website and say that this is what we discussed 4 weeks ago, I think that's too late. I think that in advance of things, we need to be able to get the word out so that they could have to be in the room with us.
Rob, did you want to add to that?
Yes, I do. If we're going to have a mechanism to notify landlords, I think we have got to have a mechanism also to notify their tenants. A more difficult task.
I think that there also needs to be an agreement on what that time, that this shouldn't be open-ended where if you don't respond, we're just going to hold up the whole process. I think that we can agree that one notification or two notifications or three, that number we can all decide on, but I think also, of course, there's a deadline that somebody has to respond. But I think if challenged later, we can say, point to physical, whether it's a letter or whether it's something, that we did our due diligence in trying to get people to the table. I think to say that the news reporters are here and you should have known about this really isn't good enough.
Do you feel that public meetings, that the Chinatown Working Group is obliged to have, covers that?
I do not.
And so I asked before, what would you specifically recommend?
Well, I've been to a few meetings where very specific properties were targeted and said this would be an ideal place to be rezoned and have a special permit and have this done to it. And I know that the people who own that building were not in the room and they have no idea that this was going on. And so I think that it's the smallest obligation on our part to send a letter. And whether that will suffice, I leave that up to the
group. So you're talking about specific areas that are being, I guess, defined or proposed. Are those landlords that should be
at least have notification that there's a possibility that this group will make a decision about their property.
Did you also say tenants or just landlords?
That's wrong.
And tenants. So you were saying, if I understand it, that if it's in our proposal, we should be notifying all property owners. That's a big order, because we're covering a lot of land in the totality of all the recommendations, although we don't really specify which building for what action. It's a very large area that would have to be notified.
Well, let me pose the opposite of that. As we start to solidify the plan, and we're ready in a matter of 2 months to submit this, 3 months, it leaves open a huge group of landlords that can get together and work toward tearing this apart. And I think that if we, regardless if it's 1,500 letters or if it's 20, I think that that obligation should be fulfilled. And I think that there should be a deadline for them to respond. And I think that that will satisfy, to some degree, this thing not being torn apart at the 11th hour. I don't want this to be submitted in a few months, only to have it tied up because 50 landlords on Baxter Street decided to get together and say, well, we didn't sign on for this, nor were we notified.
Do you suggest that notices be given to land or property owners during the process or when this working group has a plan to propose?
I think that as, for instance, Canal Street is being talked about now, are we sure that on one specific block within Chinatown, granted it's a very large block, that every single person who has an interest on Canal Street has notice of what's being
let us suppose so. Let us suppose they do not. When do you propose, therefore, that they should be given notice? Should it be after this working group hopefully arrives at a final proposal? Or are you asking that property owners be invited into this process?
I think that the minute a block, and it could be block by block, is up for a discussion about having its future change, I think that that mechanism should fall into place. Meaning that, you know, we could say 3 months ago, I'll just pick a street and say Canal and Walker wasn't talked about. But Canal and Walker is talked about today. So the minute that reaches this meeting, I think a letter should go out and say, there are 4 properties on Canal and Walker that are now being discussed. So what is that?
Let me respond on a second to give you the model of the way community boards do it.
Yeah.
We have official lists. CB1 has a list of over 350 members, community organizations, property owners. The full agenda of everything to be discussed over the next month is sent to every board member, and I know boards 2 and 3 do the same. If we know there will be a controversial item on the agenda, and in some cases we're required by law, if it's a board's handsome appeals variance, we will notify people. In some cases, if we have a controversial liquor license, we will notify people within a 200-foot area. But that's a tall order, and we do it very infrequently unless we know there are opposing points of view. To now start to say we're going to inform every property owner in what could be a 60-block area is, every time we discuss it, is a major undertaking for which we do not have the staff resources. What I always felt we do here in the Chinatown Working Group is to advertise all of our meetings on our websites, the 3 boards advertise it, and we send out sufficient notice to stakeholders. I'm not sure how we would reach out to property owners without a major staff effort, and I repeat again, for which we do not have the resources.
Well, what is the criteria on your board? I wanted to know, what is the criteria that decides what's a controversial issue that's coming up?
If we have heard a sufficient number of objections to a proposed action.
In advance of the agenda.
In advance, because we publish the agenda, then people call and say, I don't like this item, I'm coming to testify. Then we notify, sure, we post it on the street. And we post it on the street. And I have no objection to our doing it here, but in general, to notify everyone would be an enormous.
Well, then perhaps the media is the mechanism. It doesn't necessarily have to be a mailing. I'm putting that out there because I really think that there are a lot of people who are not aware of what's going on. And I think that we need to formalize something that says this was, you know, these 4 blocks are being discussed, these 4 blocks are going to be for this, and there has to be something that is a template that can be used, because
Dan,
it can easily be torn apart.
If I told you that Two Bridges, which participates in this process, participates of its own volition because somehow it heard that this was going on and that we had an interest in it. I felt that I had to take the initiative to join the Chinatown Working Group. Do you feel that the property owners should also take the initiative, knowing what they now know?
Well, I'm the wrong person to ask because I'm here, and I'm a property owner. So I'm going to answer yes to that. But I could, the onus shouldn't fall on me because I don't really, I'm not, for instance, the Rent Stabilization Association represents all that work. So I think that whether or not if we find that mechanism to get that landlord group or whatever it is, maybe that's the tool that we need to get to them. But whatever is happening now, I think you're leaving yourself open to have this whole thing, have the cars torn down.
I think Jan brings up an important question that we've visited at every phase in different forms. So whether it's the property owner on said street, or it's someone from labor, or it's someone, you know, there's always been continually a challenge to this organization of outreach and the degree of outreach. And so you're bringing up, I think, an extraordinarily important point as these recommendations, our study area becomes more known, the implications and impact on particular blocks and areas. So I think it's a very valid and one that we visited at many steps. And as you can see, the tent gets larger and larger and larger, and will continue to do so as the proposals are better known, more real, and creates more anxiety. I think it is valid to say that even if we met that threshold, there might be some other threshold that would, that somebody else with a similar level of intelligence as you have would raise 6-8 months from now. We might not even see it in the room at this point. Michael speaks to something critically important, and that has to do with resources, which are strapped. I would be very, and I don't think, Michael, you were recommending this, I don't think we transfer this responsibility onto the boards, because I think one of the things that's really unique and wonderful about the CWG is it's done something in many respects, and I don't mean this as a knock on the boards, but it has done something that the boards have never really been able to do in our community in Chinatown, and to create this level of compliance. So I think it's something that we, the Chinatown Working Group, should do, given the challenge that you need. So with that in mind, and the excruciatingly limited resources, and I bring that up, Victor wrote me an email this morning and said, Thomas and Jim, you've got to remind everyone that people forget this is a volunteer effort. And that should be reminded. I think it's a given, but maybe people don't understand that some of us are spending about 35 to 40 hours a week on this, unpaid, and it is devastating impact on the rest of our professional and personal lives, devastating, to the point of going loopy. So, there are some of us in this group who are just at, you know, at the breaking point. So, while you have
what I want to protect. You understand that I don't speak from a point of saying I don't think people are doing enough. I'm saying that just the opposite.
Yes, sir.
I have a full understanding of all of the people who have been volunteering on this, myself included,
gone on a little bit too long, but I just to sort of close circle on what you said, which is, to some extent, it was the hope, I suppose, of the Chinatown Working Group's member organizations that they themselves would take the initiative to reach out to some of the constituencies that they think ought to be part of this process that aren't. Victor has done that in many respects. The coalition has done that. Everybody, frankly, who has joined this has done that. So the question might be, to try to address with Victor's challenge, how might we do it? Are there member organizations with a particularly strong relationship to these constituencies that you're talking about that could facilitate that in some respect? Are there associations who could serve as facilitators that maybe make it easier on us than going to 4,000 different stores and blocks or whatever and going to the association of such and such that should be part of this as a representative body? Can you brainstorm ways that we can reach the constituencies that you're talking about in a more efficient way?
I'll answer that with a question. If the group feels that that will satisfy any challenges at the 11th hour, when you're ready to submit your 197A,
Jen,
that would do it, then that's the direction to go.
I would advance the idea that there are going to be challenges unknown and unforeseen that we can't anticipate. But we do have, and there are going to be challenges foreseen in the next weeks. I would recommend, we have been challenged by community boards three, which we communicated with, regarding to, and some community board two, where are the stakeholders for the areas that we are proposing zoning? And by the way, it's interesting, in the area of land use, that's where this conversation comes up, but it's interesting, it comes up less so, much more in all the other, no one has said, well, where, what about the people who ride bicycles on Canal Street, shouldn't they be reached out to? It's interesting, it's land use where this really comes up as an issue. And some people forget, for example, I was just having a conversation with Gigi, some people forget the Chinatown Working Group is not a land use working group. We're doing a lot of other things. So your challenge may be applicable, frankly, to the other groups. But in terms of the land use question, we are going to be challenged, and rightly so, I think. And I think community boards are going to hold us probably to a higher level of scrutiny on this point. Where in CB2, where is the specific, in CB3, where are your stakeholders on these blocks? So I think it's a valid question. Can we get to it in an efficient way, given what Michael said, the sort of resources?
Well, if you think that there is this entity that you could bring to the table, we could bring to the table, that will satisfy that criteria that somebody's going to challenge at the 11th hour. I don't think so. I think there's organizations that we could probably go.
Jen, by the way, it's not your problem. It's all of our challenges.
It's a challenge for all of us. Are in the
same it's not saying it's your problem, you deal with it. It's a challenge for all of us, but maybe there are ways of brainstorming. We are constantly trying to revisit the question of outreach.
This is the reason I bring it to the table. I don't want to solve it on my own.
What is the solution?
Well, I think that we do have a Euler process, and that there are many, many Euler processes that are adjudicated through community boards on a very regular basis, not all of which are ones that 197A plans, and that somehow everybody who is a stakeholder does have a say, and they are informed about what's going on. I mean, it's bulky, and you can debate about EIS statements and everything else, but it is a Euler process that has many layers of announcement and approval and renegotiation all the way up to the very final one at City Council.
I'm not the least bit
defensive about whether somebody has known, whether they have in some way participated through an assistant or someone else who's attending a meeting or something, particularly if they are a property owner. I'm not going to worry about the property owners, because I know damn well, having been through this for 15 years now, that they're going to get a message to me before we get down to the short strokes. And we will hear about it.
Let me address that at this point, because there are two things on the table. If there is a proposal to rezone X area, I will not mention what it is, it goes through two processes, not one, and that's the beauty of what we're doing. It must first go through the 197A process, which is a series of public hearings before the City Planning Commission and the City Council before adoption. If there is a recommendation in our 197A to rezone, to designate for historic district purposes or any such action, it goes through another set of public hearings, which is the Euler action that Zelda is talking about, or a Landmarks Preservation Commission designation. There are at least two additional public phases ahead of us for no matter what proposals we recommend. Therefore, we feel that in the process now of generating the ideas, we're covering enough by public disclosure of what we're doing. We know there will be two formal public processes during which other agencies will be responsible for notifying the public. So I think what you're hearing us all say is we feel comfortable that we have the grounds covered.
Jim,
I think we're all saying that.
One more, you're actually saying that there is a legal process that must take into account.
Yeah, but I mean, again, there's also, you know, what we ourselves hold up as a threshold of you know, we have a very high standard in the world, and we have been, I think we are rigorous, and so, you know, we let him on, and I think Zell is absolutely right to put it in the proper context, and might be expanded upon it, but I do think it's incumbent upon us to be as rigorous as we possibly can be. And then I'll just say, it helps legitimize our plans.
And
in the end, I think we even talked about the bullshit meter when we come to the fall. You know, we're going to look at some of the plans in some areas, and we're going to have to ask ourselves, are we in any of the work routines, did we have the stakeholders there to validate those proposals? And I think, Janice asking the same question on the same continuum of whether it's block by block or it's neighborhoods, it's valid and it's helpful. I would recommend, because folks had brought up things like, we don't have representatives from, and we have worked very hard to reach out to some select organizations that were brought to our attention. The Public Library, Chatham, the New York Downtown Hospital. So we do, St. Vincent's out, you know, that kind of thing. If there are particular organizations that could, associations that could help us in this regard, further legitimize the process, but I know you recognize what our limitations are, and in the context of what Zella has just said, about there will be a process in place, there will be resources to that.
Okay.
Well, I bring it up twice now because I, like many people, feel as though the Chinatown Working Group is in its infancy. And different than ULURP and different than community boards, which are well established and well recognized and understood as the standard and law, there is no such law in Chinatown Working Group. And we can strive to have a high level of standard, but until you have something that is really written and really a template by which all of the groups abide by, I think if you don't feel as though it's left up to challenge, then you're comfortable with it.
But this does lead to the community board process, and that therefore then leads to ULURP process.
Why do we feel so old? Us feel so old after 2 years of this? If we're still in our infancy.
By community boards here, so there isn't any aspect of our process that doesn't have to meet the standard of community board and be approved by community board. So I think that's where.
But there are a lot of people.
Kind of ensured.
Mandela, it's interesting. There are a lot of people in this room. Be off the record. There are a lot of people in this room who were disenchanted with the community board review process and didn't feel it met a standard that satisfied. And that's one of the things that's been really pretty terrific about the Chinatown Working Group.
It doesn't mean that someone like me who was not enchanted with that process wouldn't demand that the community board be more forthcoming with information that I don't think they were forthcoming with at CB3.
No, I'm saying,
during Easter.
I'm saying, I think there are folks in this room who would rather the working group hold itself to a higher standard than they feel the community boards on certain matters.
And hold the community board accountable for that kind of responsibility you would have us take on. Moving to the second item on the agenda. Here's Tom. You're not going to the first.
No. I'm adding a very small item to the agenda. Posting of and what post.
Okay, that's at the end of this.
Yeah, that's right.
The second item on this agenda is the examination of the proposals. I don't know what any of you would call these five things we have in front of us. But there are five. There is what's called Coalition Hunter College Plan. There is the Canal Street Corridor proposal. There's the Bowery proposal. There's the Economic Development proposal. And there's the Cultural and Historic Preservation proposal. These five items are what we have to deal with during this summer and meld into something that results in a consensus. Yes? Am I correct? Now, I would say that I'm merely proposing, because I want to hear other ideas, and all I'm talking about here is process. I'm saying, how do we deal with that during the next 2 months with those five pieces and bring them to closure. And I could say, well, let's during the first week of July, deal with the issue of the coalition plan and the Canal Street corridor, and schedule that process. Maybe two meetings, depends on how wide the disagreements are. But you all understand what I'm getting at, and I'm proposing that we take these things one at a time, or maybe someone has a better idea about what the substance of the proposals are that make it easier to deal with that one in relation to another.
A suggestion, I think the two major alternatives, alternative one and alternative two, certainly alternative one, takes a little bit more time because it requires outreach to areas that have not responded yet. So maybe that should put them on the back burner for later in the summer, because there are some proposals that are ready to go, like the Bowery proposal. And then the preservation proposal is definitely not ready right now, but it could be ready after we have a meeting, possibly Monday. Who knows? So I suggest going with the Bowery right now.
Anybody want to get to that? Better idea? Yes?
What do you mean by there hasn't been any response from some of the areas? I mean, there are...
I didn't mean... I misspoke. There, the response from those areas will continue, and there will be more response from those areas. If we give them more time, we will get more response from those areas.
I certainly agree with that.
And that will strengthen what is needed for our understanding of, for example, alternative one. So if we did alternative one now, people are going to say, well, there's no chance that we can go to 14th Street because who's there from 14th Street? Whereas in a month, we may have people from 14th Street. I know that there's outreach going on now. So it makes more sense to...
Well, you answered the question. And
thank you.
Does anybody want to add to that? Because I think that's a good idea. We could start at least with the Bowery, did you say?
That's ready to go.
I need to get to that Canal Street. The Bowery.
I think that's really easy to do.
What is it? Well,
Canal Street Corridor.
Well, let me ask this. Yeah, that is easy. We could probably
do
that today.
A lot easier than I think anybody's anticipating. It's very small, and it doesn't require enormous approvals.
What are you talking about, that it's very small and it's easy to pass around?
We're talking about two blocks on Canal Street that will actually possibly even be subject to a zoning change. Everything, there isn't going to be any other change. So it's pretty small and it's pretty easy.
But the impact is going to be great on the community, and so I don't understand why.
It's more than two blocks. There's the area east of the Bowery.
We're thinking of two different
Canal Street corridors. Well, I don't think there's no difference. Yeah, but Josephine, relative to the other, or whatever you want to call these things, is easier. It's probably the easiest. We're not saying that in substance there aren't difficult issues to discuss within it, but in relation to other. In relation to the other alternative or alternative plans, it is the easiest. And I think I would agree that we start with that. Unless you disagree, you're being recognized.
I just actually have a question. What is it that we're doing to maybe say stabilize something to be what?
We're allowing the tax working discuss the merits of that particular proposal to some closure.
Here's another goal that you're just interjecting. I think The schedule we're looking at is trying to get us to a point where during the month of July, we have something to start to share with our community boards, who, again, and I keep repeating, will be funding the plan. So if we start with the Bowery proposal.
You're speaking in terms of that.
Let me?
Sorry. You've got to rewind the calendar.
Meaning what?
Community boards are not meeting in August.
No.
This is Mr. Maino. They are meeting in July. You have them on your agenda.
Yes, on the agenda.
And so you are presenting, so when you're saying we're looking at something to present to the community boards, no, you're actually in July, the first week of July, first 10 days, 12 days of July, you will appear before two of the land use committees, one of CB2, they will be more focused on the proposals within CB2. CB3's land use committee will be more focused on that's Monday, July 12th. They will be more focused on the proposals within CB3. I suspect CB2 will defer to CB3 in terms of land use proposals within CB3. But that's your first, in a sense, deadline. Come September 13th, this team, as every team, is tasked with, this is our proposal, folks, to the full working group. That's the deadline. So that's what just to be clear, that is what the calendar is, what this team has worked, agreed upon, what the full working group is operating on. So when you say
that point is made. Doug, what don't you understand?
I don't understand how we can sort of piecemeal look at Canal Street and the side portion and the Bowery even sort of separate.
So what would you propose?
I would propose throwing it open a little bit to an attempt at a synthesis.
How do we start that?
Well, I mean, for one thing, there's been a lot of sort of press attention on this. The Coalition has Tom's report. We're working on our own report in Canal Street. I do think that our city seems to mellow a little bit before it's ready for full presentation. There's a lot of sort of background material that we've already been able to talk on the basis of. But, it was my understanding that we're going to have some discussion in here of boundaries, sort of the overall approach.
No, that's, I don't know where you got that specific understanding from.
Well, that seems to me to be a sort of critical aspect of all of this. I mean, we're still talking about two really distinct.
I think what you just said about boundaries is implicit in everything we talk about. Okay. Everything. So that's not the problem. The problem is there are at least five different proposals.
Well, there are two proposals and then three. What did Rob call them?
Amendments.
Right, amendments. So, I think we should stop talking about five proposals. There are three pieces that would fit into one or two.
Well, if that's true, then that's how we should look at it in terms of how are we now going to deal with that. Rob?
Yeah, you can't look at those two alternatives alone without all the other three.
I agree.
So what you're asking for is the whole synthesis, which is exactly what Victor suggested. This is the summer going to be the summer of the synthesis. Which part is there any part that we can start with? And so we've got two suggestions so far. One is the Bowery, and the other is the Canal Street Corridor. And my feeling about the Canal Street Corridor, if I can add to this, is that it's a good idea to talk about it now, but not with the sense that we have to resolve it right away, because it's more than two blocks. It's everything that you've got on the east of the Bowery. That's a few blocks. And then there's Walker Street as well. So it is a little bit more than...
Do you want to amend your proposals before you go before the community boards 2 and 3? Or do you want feedback from 2 and 3 on the proposals as currently constituted?
See, that's what complicates the process. Because if we now have to, and I don't... Please don't get the wrong idea. Community board has its place, but I don't think we should be hindered. Wrong word.
It's called feedback.
No. It is really, the dialogue is taking place in this room and among these parties, and the community board has its place, and we will eventually go there. Jim, we're adhering to their schedule.
their schedule. It was request made at this. It was request made
at
this.
We're going to report to the community boards. We're going to have dialogue with them. Zella, support me.
I'm trying.
Zella, Zella.
Glad.
Zella. I can't have control of cancer, so I would just.
All right. I'm not worried about it. Me, personally, the community boards are important, and I think we ought to respect their process and their schedules, but we're trying to come up with a process that gets us to dialogue with each other through this synthesizing process. And there are probably 8 weeks that we have to deal with all of these things, the three amendments and the two alternatives, and we would, I think there's a proposal here to start with about 8 weeks, about October, July, August, I'm going to get into that. And then I think when we go to the community boards, land use committees, on those dates that are there, we put on the current list on these talks.
So they're going to, they are requested a week ahead of time, the written presentation of material so they can review it. So that I'm just letting this committee know. You can present however you want to present, but they are, so that can be what you presented in full CWG, that's fine. But if they want something written, they don't want to just sit and listen to a riff on.
Yeah, we can't produce for the community board what they want us to produce if this process has to be sensitive to allow us to move on. Without
that's fine. So if you've moved on, so you may as well give them, you may as well put in writing what you've moved on to. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
That's exactly that's right.
And that deadline should be, just to give you this group, July 1st is the time reporting by what the land use committees of those, how
they. And then come to number four, and we're going to deal with the questions about what we're going to report to the community boards, land use committees, and who is going to report.
Momentous of which is changing FARs and zoning. the actual areas where any of us would are thinking that an actual zoning change may occur is now down to very, very small. What we may advise is that in some of the blocks, particularly east of the Bowery, that there be some special purpose district designations, which for the most part, preserve what is there, takes into account what people on the Lower East Side have been advocating for a little bit more in protecting small businesses and a variety of things of that nature. But do not, the big difficulty from a PR standpoint is that we keep getting headlines saying that the Canal Street corridor, the ridge created by something north and south of Canal Street, is up for an FAR 7, and we're going to have a ridge of tall buildings. And that, I know for sure, that is not what Doug's talking about. It's not what I'm talking about at all. So we need a few moments to get it straight. And then we could present to the committee, I think, not as separate entities, but as a joint entity ready to debate the pros and cons.
In time for July 8th, Doug, what do you think?
I don't know what to say on timing here because I've got my schedule's crazy, but July 8th.
If that can work, but
July 8th. Information. You had said July 1st because they wanted a couple of weeks.
The request was, by the way, this committee should move, do you want feedback? How does the feedback, that's all. What I was positing was, how does the feedback help or it did not help? But the question, the answer to you in terms of the deadline was July 1st, they wanted a week. The July 4th weekend begins, that's Thursday. They would like to be able to get the proposals to the Land Use Committee, the CB2, a week ahead.
Your task, I'd rather not deal with dates at the moment, but broad strokes here about process. Your need to speak to each other. Could we assume that would take place before? While we're dealing with the Bowery issue, and that you could then come before and bring it to the CAPS group.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the issue is the most isolated. We can certainly move off of that
one. Culture. Can you guys hold something off? Would it work then? Because I heard you say the timing is similar. Bring in the culture and preservation proposal into the same time frame. Can that work?
I think culture preservation has to be part of this conversation, though, because we've got some overlap.
The three.
On that one. And for me, I do have an open week next week. Any night, I'll even make time any day. Corey can nap with us, whatever we gotta do. Next week is okay. The following week,
$10 now.
I personally am totally unavailable the following week.
That being July 12th.
No, that's the week that has June 30th in it.
The last week of the month in July.
The week with June 30th in it, I am completely out. I'm not even taking care of my baby. Someone else has to take care of it. That's how.
By
then, if we can meet and get the three committees together, Doug can take. I'm not necessary.
The preferential night was Monday night. This,
if everybody agreed on Monday night, Monday night's fine with me.
That's what
works.
First.
Jan,
I can.
Jan,
I have. This is 1 point. To follow up on Zella's point about publicity and also one question for Doug, to possibly debunk, if I could use that word, the myth that Zella talks about Canal Street becoming a ridge separate. I don't know what resources you have, Doug, but if you present, can you present with a sort of a 3D layout of what the current condition is and what your proposal will be in addition, so that it will visually and very quickly give everyone present an idea of what is actually being proposed. Because the minute you hear the fourth or fifth number about the FAR on one block as opposed to another, I think you lose people. So if you have the resources, I think it would help, and it would also help to, as Ella said, try to keep an accurate perspective of what the Canal Street Corridor proposal is.
Well, one of the things that I emphasized to Anton, the reporter from the Wall Street Journal, was that number one, there's no proposal right now. We're studying Canal Street. We're doing our due diligence. We're doing planning.
So what would you present to us?
Doug, that just doesn't help us. Even if it's just a rough idea or some kind of notion. Otherwise, we're in the dark. We can't.
Yeah, Rob, I get it. But that's how planning should be done. You should do the analysis first before you make the judgment about what the heights should be.
No, then you're not participating in this process.
Go ahead. Then is what we're discussing an analysis, or is it because I thought that when we discuss or we're talking about what should be on Canal Street, that it should be a concrete proposal. Otherwise, it's vague. I mean,
I totally agree. What I'm saying is
and then at the end, my concern is we don't want to just give it to the city and basically, this is our analysis. Right. You do whatever you want.
Right. No. What we're talking about is concluding the analysis in order to get to the proposal. What Rob is saying is jump ahead, give us the proposal before you finish the analysis.
No. Put in the analysis, but have a proposal.
That's what we're doing. We're doing the analysis now. It's going to be finished before the Chinatown Working Group Planner starts. So I don't think we can be accused of moving this.
I'll let others comment on that because I'm going to.
If I could suggest, I think having really studied all of this and put floor numbers on every block of the lot, and I'm really understanding all of this, I think that what we have come up with are areas that are the most likely to cause the least disturbance to the most numbers of people. And so if we can sit down and isolate those areas that we think need attention, and come up with a coincidence. This is an area that might take some zoning work. This might take a special purpose district work. My thought is, and we may have some things that are in, then we do sit down with the other side, the east side people, and say, okay, now, we think, FAR 6 is going to be really minimal here, and it kind of matches what you want to do and the rest of it. What do you think about an FAR 6 recommendation? And they say, no, we want a 2.2. And we sit down and we really negotiate. I don't think we're prepared to come in and say, this is going to be a 7 match. Or if we're making the recommendation for the special permit, that we're going to say a special permit is only inclusionary zoning and it's going to be absolutely buildings of 50 stories or more. We're not there. I don't think it's right for us to be there, and it's not in the spirit of the working group to be there. It's in the spirit of the working group to come back with these very considered discussions. This is a very historic district. We want to keep that, so what's low? That's what we bring to the table, and that's what we sit together for in maybe August.
I just wanted to hear
you. Yes, ma'am.
I just realized today about the Atlanta Stadium's being built. A lot of struggle about eminent domain and so on, but in the long run, Ratner won. But Canal Street runs into Flatbush, which is a lot more traffic congestion will occur. I think that should be.
I don't think we should be talking about the substance of these proposals. Let's focus again on the process.
Right.
And if you are suggesting, and we'll let them go. If you're suggesting that both your working groups and yours included have to meet, then we will wait till perhaps the second week in July to hear what you come back with. That's when there will be an opportunity to comment on that. But I think we can establish, the Bowery's first, your three committees, or whatever you are, come back in the middle of July, and by the end of July, or the third week in July, all of those we can bring into this room and talk in relation to the coalition plan. Yes?
Yes, if we are to meet some sort of deadline with the community board too, then I think that I don't know how much we can get done on next Monday, but my guess is that we're pretty talented and we're going to get really close to getting something that we can bring back to the table that can be negotiated with
over. But your process point was...
But we made some of what we get to, we probably do want to bring to Community Board 2 in the, what is it, July 7th.
Do it.
If that works.
Well, process question. Yes. Jim, I need to ask your opinion here. I'm sorry, Jim and Gigi. If, in fact, we don't have, and remember, anything we're bringing to Boards 2 and 3 now for preliminary discussion and sign use committees is only for their feedback. If we don't have a combined proposal, is it still okay for us to say we have two major alternatives and three potential amendments to them, which are still under discussion?
Yes.
Can we not do that and relieve the pressure on us now so that we know what we're going into those
committees? What I was saying to Gigi is... I respect that the CAPS working team is progressing, and I think you've set up, and it may be that you want to pull yourself off the community board agendas and just continue through the summer. I just will point out, you won't, I think there is a benefit, personally, to getting feedback to the boards, but no, I'm not saying, I'm not arguing with you, I'm just saying, but I think what's a little bit confusing is these guys will have moved the ball one direction and won't necessarily want to have what was proposed a week ago as their presentation. So then my question to you is, will you then insert, replace?
Well, that was while you were talking and weren't listening. We were saying that we wanted to update what we come with to the Community Board 2. So they are as up to date as we are with the thought process.
And then Board 3 follows right after that.
It's short.
Sure.
Two things. If we constantly go to community boards with different ideas on the same thing, we begin to look kind of ridiculous. But also, I think we're using proposal ambiguously. A proposal has a certain, it's a term of art, and you understand how that should be done. What we're doing now are really just sort of like ideas. And it's perfectly all right, I think, to have with these tentative ideas to put numbers of FAR and then talk about those numbers of FAR and negotiate them or whatever. So at least we have an idea, because without the number, we don't have any idea.
I'm asking for some kind of graphical representation of that. I don't know if you have that ability, but it'll cut through a lot.
You know, we have a graphical representation of the existing conditions. What we're doing right now is studying every block, every property, to see what's appropriate. That's what you should do.
Doug, respectfully on this point, Keith is quoted in the Wall Street Journal. Keith is quoted in the Wall Street Journal as asking for the highest imaginable FAR. And in doing that, it does put out a slightly mixed message or a confusing message of what that is and what you're talking about. Because so clearly, I mean, I do say this respectfully, there is somebody very actively and very engaged in CDRG who has already put it out there that he wants the maximum. What is that?
But you're missing the you didn't put a comma on what you said. In certain areas.
Sure.
On a commercial basis.
Sure. But I think that's what Rob is saying is, what areas and
the fear is, as it was said, that suddenly Canal Street is going to look like a steel canyon. From you know, the bridge to New Jersey. And that's simply not a fact. That's simply wrong.
There are two points here for me. One, I absolutely think we should not go to the community board in this early time in July. Rob's absolutely right. We can't keep going back to them with sort of half cooked things. Wait, just a second. I understand there's a danger to that, because you want to move things as forward as possible. But if we do go back to them, what I think we will represent is that we're undertaking the study that's in the Wall Street Journal thing, and that we said, Canal Street has not gotten enough attention. It hasn't. We're giving it that attention now. It's been very close scrutiny, and we are not ready by early July to say exactly what Canal Street should be. So if you want to present the coalition plan and say Canal Street is coming to those groups, that's appropriate. If you want to have your own plan for Canal Street, that, but we're not ready to say to the community board,
Can I support what Douglas is saying? I have been asked by CB1, and if you notice, question mark on CB1, I was on the agenda for June to present the updated proposals, and I got out of it. I wiggled my way out by saying, well, we know that most of Chinatown is in CBs 2 and 3, and they're not ready yet, so therefore I'm pulling off the agenda. And they were all accepting that I'm going to do the report in September. What I'm hearing Douglas say is that we're not ready. And to force ourselves into the position that June is saying, where we may be presenting an old plan, which the working teams may have updated a week earlier, may be to our disadvantage. Well, I am now proposing that we drop the idea of going in July and do all three things in September.
James' concern into account. He said that we should stay, this is not a question, we should stay linked to the community boards. And we should have some kind of mechanism that reports to these committees.
Victor. Just to speak, there's just a logistical challenge to respond to what Victor said. The logistical problem here is in the area of community board two, the committee, not an individual or a one member of the but no one, CAPS has at no point have they presented to the full land use committee. And in April, CAPS presented to CB3. So CB2's never, land use has never been presented to, so they've never weighed in, and we know, even from reading articles, that some people have some strong opinions in CB2. In CB3, it was back in April, that was a presentation, and the plans have clearly come a long way. So since the deadline is September, there is no meeting in August of CB3 or CB2. The reason this committee decided to put themselves on the agenda was to get feedback over the summer, so when they did their deliberations, they had the input in their minds, not to follow it blindly, like, oh, I have to do with it, but just the input from the community boards in the process.
I see that was the problem with that. I think that there should be a link established between us and the community boards. Well, whatever meetings they want us to do, it's...
They didn't ask for it. You requested it.
We'll move up to that. Yes, Rob.
I
contributed to that last...
Yes, significantly. The preservation team has a report which was presented at the full group, and that report represents an advance from what we had before, and personally, as a member of the preservation team. I'm not one of the chairs sitting right here. I would enjoy listening to the response from the land use group at Community Board 3. I don't know the Community
Only
Board
with
2.
With reference to your proposal, the
preservation team, I think, everyone saw it. Everyone saw what it means, and I think I would like to get some response.
We got feedback in April from CB.
No, we have a new report that was much more articulated.
Let's hear what GG has.
And it actually has some questions, open questions, which would be
useful.
I would be in support of keeping the CB3 meeting as scheduled for several reasons. One, when Chinatown Working Group gave their presentation in April, there were two flyers. One, the suggested study area and the possibility with different levels of shading of a Canal Street corridor. And since then, no member of CB3 who does not come to these meetings, which is John, me, Thomas, and then public members and or very interested members such as Rob, and that's it, have seen what has happened in the past April, May, June, July.
So, how would you suggest, what's the quality of the report? What is it that we're reporting?
I think we are reporting this is where we are, and this is what we have. I don't think, I think
that maintains the link.
Well, that's how it's been. By the way, the agenda item is review of current, it's like a draft proposal. It's a work in progress. The question is just, do you want to give the, all I was asking is, do you want to give what I thought was, by the way, you guys were incredibly impressive. Lisa and everyone, you did a great job at the full CWG. It was a great presentation. It was really well done. Really well done. And you all should be incredibly proud of yourselves. And the point was, all I was asking is, since there's work going on, will you be able to incorporate that new work, or do you want to just do what
fair
you did
enough.
In the full senior
region?
That's
fair enough. Fair
that's
enough.
All.
Fair enough. So here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to propose the following. Thursdays are CAPS meeting days. We'll keep it consistently on Thursdays. We will schedule a meeting, the very next CAPS meeting, perhaps next week, to discuss the Bowery. Everybody can come to that and we'll discuss the Bowery. You three will be during that period meeting yourselves. And the following Thursday, you will come back and report to the full CAPS committee your alternative, which has now been hopefully synthesized. Yes?
Which would be the first.
Yeah, whatever those dates are. The two Thursdays I just described.
Because the first is when you promised to get a preliminary.
I didn't promise, it was a request, because the community board office on a Friday, trying to get the stuff out, we have to get it.
So we'll put that on our agenda that day, and we'll have Friday the 2nd, in which to give the community board what they need. All right?
Yeah, and again, keep in mind, the turnaround, because I'm aware of our back office, which doesn't exist, the turnaround falls solely, and I'm not criticizing because you guys are working your asses off, falls on Elisa on the Friday of July 4th weekend to turn around the materials and to get them
and
in place.
Down Saturday.
To go to, no, I'm just saying, I think just we all need to know.
This should be rocket science. We're going to be producing it in PDF. We know who we have to send it to at CB2. We can send it directly to the whole committee at CB2. It's done.
Zealot, you're right. It ain't rocket science. But Elisa was getting proposals from the non-rocket scientist, the rocket scientist at 3:30 for a full. So it's even though it ain't rocket science.
Jim, we'll deal with it when we come to it. I don't think we don't anticipate.
You have to because I have to do it because I have to protect the people who are working their asses off in the back.
Fair enough.
Elisa, it's a 4th of July.
Fair enough. And that's why there's a schedule here, so everybody. Everybody's sensitive to that and sensitive to the need. I don't mean to belittle this. Sensitive to the need to communicate with the community board at all times. Whoever they are.
Can I ask a question? We know CB3 people are here. We know CB1 people are here. CB2 people are here? Now?
Yes.
You're the only one? But I mean, it's not fair for you necessarily to report back to your to the group.
I literally liaise. That's it.
That's
I liaise.
But I mean, what I'm saying is...
That's my job. I just make sure that information and meetings get put on the agenda when they're requested.
We answered the question. On February 2nd, on February 1st, we will decide. On February 2nd, on
July.
July. 2nd of July, we will report to the community boards. Now I want to go to the third Thursday.
But by the way, this is relevant. Your CB3 meeting, which is more the Lower East Side, is this 12th, you may have an opportunity to sort of move your Lower East Side portion of your plan.
Jim, that's not what we're talking about.
No, we've been focused here on CB2, which is the canal.
But CB3, whatever the community, you're really throwing me off.
CB3 will be more focused on land use recommendations within CB3. CB2 is going to be looking at that canal street. That's going to be their big focus.
But will understand that we may not be ready to give you anything of any substance except your report.
Well, we certainly
could tell you about the Bowery. And we could tell you about the progress we're making with this committee during the summer. Forget that. So now, Jim, Doug, you want to get
That if Gigi contextualizes before the committee and talks about progress and everything, then I'm comfortable.
That's the fourth. Actually, that's what we want to discuss. Who's going to do all of this? Besides, Alyssa. But we would now come to the coalition.
Right.
And that, I would suggest, be the third Thursday in July. And that would have, we would have before us, the Bowery, the three, what, I don't know what to call it.
I don't either,
We would, on that third Thursday, we will know where we are
And I don't think there's anything we should do today to speculate on what we do after that, because maybe we'll be far ahead or nowhere.
What is the third Thursday?
It's the 8th of July 8th.
And if it is of value to you to use the full for this team, if it's of value to use the full working group on the 19th, or to use the full working group on the 2nd in some way to help your process, that is available to you. I mean, August 2nd is the August and July 19th. Keep that in mind.
Josephine?
No, I agree with them as far as the community board. I mean, there's representatives here from the community board. And so, you know, there is feedback that because you are representing the community, which, you know, you can give their feedback here and then we can talk about it here. So.
Yeah, but Josephine, I think there should be
It's different.
Oh, I think it should be a more formal. More formal.
Well, it's just, I'll just say that
but
there are
the representatives of the community here, and then it's not to represent the ideas and feedback.
Because we also, part of our community is we liaise. We don't speak. Bob can speak to this. Very, because he was at the April meeting. You know that the opinions and ideas expressed by the land use committee were very different than you would have gotten from Gigi, John, or Thomas. In terms of the specificity of suggestions and recommendations, it is helpful. It's a valid and necessary thing to do. And keep in mind, you got to keep this in mind, all of the working teams, all of them, have been going through before the other committees of boards 2 and 3 and presenting their proposals. Zella did it for transportation. There's no reason the CAPS should be afraid of doing it. They should use that as a resource, not be fearful of presenting their understanding. Feel proud of these.
I have nothing against that. I don't think that's a big deal. I'm just saying that, like, for example, when I come here, then I have, you know, I represent the group that I am representing. I work with the Chinese Salmon workers. And I have a decision making power. In the same way, obviously, you have to go back.
How many times have you deferred to Tom Agnotti, respectfully? I mean, you do it over and over and over again, and I respect it.
Josephine, doesn't harm. I mean, you community board people, they do it anyway, Josephine. They go back anyway and talk about it. That's not the problem. It's what they say, and who they say it to, and how they say it. I think that's fair to say.
I also would much rather have some of the large voices on community boards 2 and 3. Talk to this committee and look at them in the eye rather than use the paper to express what I find reprehensible in very many respects. So I actually think it's valuable. Look at the community that is stating these preferences and tell the community that you think it's wrong for the community. That's a different, please don't quote
me. Please don't quote me.
What's that?
Please consider my
Can I see you after this? I want to take you out for a drink.
No, you don't want to.
I just, Josephine, I think it's very important. And I think it's very important for, and I really recommend, strongly encourage, Thomas, Michael, Victor, and I, all of us really believe that we would really, really like those who are making these proposals to appear before the community boards. Don't have us come back and filter the message. We got killed the last time from a lot of you guys saying, you tell us what the... No,
Jim,
you don't want it.
Your point is well made.
So look at the dates and try to get there. And you can speak.
Wrong.
You can present.
When we went to Community Board 3, remember, Michael, because I was there, Michael asked me to explain what the preservation team was all about. And I think that would be great if, for example, someone from the coalition were present at Community Board 3 and 2 to amplify what it really is all about. Because
Is it acceptable? Just, I want to ask the positive, because you can, you know what, you can table this, how you're going to present. Why don't we table that? How are you going to present to the boards? Victor, can you put that on your agenda for next Thursday? How will it be, Elisa and Michael to CB2?
Would we have enough time?
Next week.
We would have enough.
Well, I think you've got to figure out and have the group agree as to the method of presenting, as you did.
All right, so next Thursday, gang, and I'm sorry for the Thursday meetings, but I think we have the deadline. We're going to discipline ourselves. We're going to come up with a plan. Next Thursday, we're going to discuss the Bowery, and we're going to discuss the does anybody have anything else they want to add?
Yes.
I just have a question. When your meeting is set for Monday, is that going to be posted on the website? How will the rest of everyone know who may want to participate in the conversation, or is it like a smaller subcommittee?
I have posted many times that we want to have this meeting, and Rob has taken it over, and I'm very, very, very grateful. This is the first I've heard that it's even Monday. So I don't have a direct answer to that. I would be, as soon as I know the time and place, I would certainly be happy to post it on the website. That's no problem, but I'm totally uninformed as of this section.
Can't you have a time and place decided now before we get in?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt other people's conversation. I was going to hop my butt over to that other side of the room and ask Rob this very same
question. Sal, I think you should do it now so everybody
Yeah, I'd like to do it now because I actually can't do it on Monday night. I mean, I could do it during the day on Monday, but I can't do it Monday night.
Propose a date.
So Monday was just best for everybody else who has so far responded. I think that's
so
three people. I think that's...
No, you don't.
Well, Mitchell and I, can we get back to you on that? Let me talk to Mitchell and Rob and see if I can come up with a compromise or a part one meeting and a part two meeting, or I'll try and do something here.
Okay.
Okay. Thursday's out.
Issues at this meeting to discuss.